From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. North Korea is showcasing its military prowess Saturday, doing a parade celebrating the 105th birthday anniversary of its founding leader, Kim Il-sung. The festivities taking place amid a tense backdrop, with North Korea's military responding fiercely to U.S. President Donald Trump's threat to take care of Pyongyang's aggressive policies. Concern remains high about a possible military provocation by the North on its national holiday, but there was no sign of nuclear activity during the early morning hours. An American aircraft carrier and other warships have been steaming toward the Korean Peninsula in a show of force, although there has been no specific U.S. threat of retaliatory action if Pyongyang's conducts another nuclear test or launches more missiles in defiance of U.N. sanctions. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is heading to the region, but it's unclear what he intends to accomplish. The foreign ministers from Russia, Syria, and Iran have warned the United States against launching new strikes on Syria and called for international investigation into the chemical weapons attack in Syria. At a meeting in Moscow Friday, the three ministers said any further unilateral action by the U.S. in Syria would be met with grave consequences and pose a danger to the entire world. The U.S. fired 59 Tomahawk missiles at a Syrian airbase last week in response to a chemical weapons attack in Syria days earlier. Russia has rejected accusations from Western countries that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad was behind the attack. The U.S. accuses Assad of deliberately launching the chemical weapons. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The top U.S. and NATO commander in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson, says the U.S. used a massive bomb against Islamic State affiliates in Afghanistan in order to remove a strategic roadblock in the fight against the terrorist group.
This entire offensive, not just the use of a single weapon, demonstrates the commitment of the Afghan Army, the Afghan Special Forces, and their U.S. partners to defeat Daesh in Afghanistan this year.
At least 36 Islamic State fighters were killed in the explosion, the largest non-nuclear device in the U.S. arsenal. Turkish expatriates in Europe are on edge ahead of Sunday's referendum in their homeland, troubled by threats against no-vote campaigners. A yes vote in the constitutional balloting would give President Recep Tayyip Erdogan broad new powers, which supporters argue are needed to carry forward his program to develop Turkey. But opponents argue Erdogan is trying to establish a modern dictatorship, allowing him to retain power until at least 2029. Christians around the world observe Good Friday, marking the day that Jesus was crucified. Robert Berger was on the scene where the events took place in Jerusalem.
It was a big turnout this year because the Eastern Orthodox and Western churches, which use different calendars, are observing Good Friday at the same time. Pilgrims came to Jerusalem from all over the world, including Lindsay Bush from Los Angeles in the United States.
I think it's an incredible experience to be able to walk down the streets that we know Christ had been walking down. I think it's an amazing experience to be able to recognize these are all the Christians coming together to think about and commemorate the Savior's life and the sacrifice that he made when he was here.
Israeli police and soldiers armed with pistols and assault rifles patrolled the crowded streets of the Old City. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Nigerians rallied in the commercial hub Lagos Friday, urging President Muhammadu Buhari's government to do more to free the more than 200 schoolgirls still held by Boko Haram extremists. Friday marked 3 years since the mass abduction of nearly 300 girls by Boko Haram. Since then, 57 girls have escaped, 21 have been released, and 3 have been found. This angered the government efforts. Many are angered, I should say. And they want to negotiate their freedom, and it appears to have stalled. They are upset about that, many of the people in Nigeria that attended the rally. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA. This is Russ Davis. Welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. And we're continuing our celebration in the month of April of Jazz Appreciation Month around the world with the induction of the 2017 NEA Jazz Masters in a grand celebration that occurred at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. In 1982, the National Endowment for the Arts began bestowing upon great jazz musicians and advocates of jazz the designation of NEA Jazz Master, and the 2017 recipients gathered in Washington, D.C. at the beautiful Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts to celebrate the induction of four wonderful musicians. Dee Dee Bridgewater, the great vocalist, producer, and broadcaster and composer. Dave Holland, the master bassist, cellist, composer, and band leader. Dick Hyman, keyboardist, composer, and arranger, and the master of the Hammond B3 organ, bandleader, and composer, Dr. Lonnie Smith, were honored as NEA Jazz Masters with a host of wonderful musicians joining in to celebrate them in grand performances for the packed house at the Kennedy Center. I'm going to share with you some of that music and the comments of these four great musicians inducted into the hallowed hall of NEA Jazz Masters. But let's begin things, since the Jazz Appreciation Month for 2017 has the theme of Women in Jazz, with a taste of the music performed by the all-female aggregation, the Diva Jazz Big Band Orchestra. And here's some of their live performance at the Kennedy Center right now to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America.
We'll be right back. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That's Jason Moran with Yacht Club Swing from one of his latest releases, Rise Up, a joyful elegy for Fats Waller. I wanted to play that for you because it was just a fun piece of music, was it not? And also because Jason Moran, a big presence on stage at the NEA Jazz Masters induction. He is a great master himself and also the Artistic Director for Jazz for Kennedy Center in Washington, Jason Moran. And since the theme for Jazz Appreciation Month around the world in the month of April is Women in Jazz, let's bring on the woman who was part of the 2017 NEA Jazz Masters, Dee Dee Bridgewater, and enjoy the comments from the stage by Dee Dee Bridgewater as she received the honor of NEA Jazz Master. We'll follow that with some of her wonderful live music.
Good evening, everyone. Has this been a blessed evening? It has been nothing short of extraordinary. I don't want to bore you with all of the things that I went through coming up. What I want to share with you is that I have been so blessed throughout my life, through the down periods of my life, through the highlights of my life, that I've had music. Music has healed me in so many moments in my life. Music has allowed me to persevere. Music has allowed me to be on this stage with you this evening. And I just can't say how much music means to me, and therefore how much I try to help it mean to others. It gives me a joy that is inexplicable. I get on a stage with musicians and I will take them on a trip, and by the end they don't know what's happened and neither do I. But it's been a joyful noise that was made, and we have shared it with audiences all over the world, and I know it's worked because I see people smiling when I look into the audience, or people will stand at the end and I say, well, I guess we did okay. So I want to say thank you to the NEA for this honor. It was a shock when I was told, because all my life I've just been a hard worker. People call me the hardest working woman in jazz. I modeled myself after James Brown, baby. And I thank you once again, and I just want you all to know I am forever grateful for this award, for people coming and being at my shows, for the love that I always feel when I walk out onto a stage. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
And now you're going to hear two great singers back to back. Dee Dee Bridgewater from her 1986 release Live in Paris with On a Clear Day, followed by her daughter, China Moses, performing at Kennedy Center in her honor on Jazz America from VOA 1.
I'm China Moses.
First say you do, then you don't. Then you say you will, and then you won't. Undecided now, so what are you gonna do? So what are you gonna do? Now you wanna play, and then there's no. When you say you'll stay, that's when you go. Understand now, so what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? If you got a heart and if you're kind, don't keep us apart because of your mind. Understand it now, so what are you gonna do? You do, and then you don't. Then you say you will, and then you won't. You're undecided now. What are we gonna do? Now you wanna play, and then it's no. And then you say you'll stay. That's when you go. You're undecided now. What are we gonna do? I've been sitting on the fence. It doesn't make much sense to keep me in suspension. Know it. Up your mind. You understand now, so what are we gonna do? What are we gonna do?
Live from the stage of the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts at the induction of the 2017 NEA Jazz Masters, that is the great vocalist China Moses, the daughter of one of those inductees, Dee Dee Bridgewater, singing the classic song Undecided. She certainly learned her lessons well. She's known primarily as a pop music singer, but she learned some jazz singing lessons from her mother, as you just heard. More coming up from the NEA Jazz Masters induction for 2017. But first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's Jazz America, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. Jazz America @voanews.com. And here's a message I've received from longtime Jazz America listener in Accra, Ghana, Idam Richard. And he wrote to say, thanks for the great job you are doing for us. Big ups to you. My warm regards. Would you please play a song for some of my friends? Mr. Kwaku D., Eddie Speller, and Sir Berberto of Accra, Ghana. Well, Idam Richard, it would be my pleasure to play for you some music from one of the prominent faces and talents on stage at the Kennedy Center for the 2017 NEA Jazz Master Induction and Concert. And he played on stage beautifully, as a matter of fact, in honor of a gentleman we'll be hearing from in just a bit, NEA Jazz Master for 2017, Dick Hyman, his fellow pianist. And here is Bill Charlap and his trio, featuring Peter Washington and Kenny Washington on bass and drums, respectively, from the latest release from this great trio, Notes from New York, on VOA's Jazz America. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Diane Reeves. That's her version of the classic Love for Sale from her album In the Moment, Live in Concert, sounding as she did on stage at the Kennedy Center in honor of the 2017 NEA Jazz Masters induction. I'll give you some more music from some of the artists who performed to celebrate the inductees, but right now it's time to go back to the stage at Kennedy Center and get the thoughts of one of those inductees, the great pianist and composer and educator, Dick Hyman, as he addressed the audience at the Kennedy Center after becoming an NEA Jazz Master.
Thank you all so much. I am just out of my mind with gratitude to the NEA for having me as part of the lineup this year. It's been a very auspicious series of events through the years, and I'm really honored to be part of this one. And I have to thank Bill Sharlop and Aaron Deal for playing my pieces beyond what I would ever have thought of doing. It really is, as I have said, an honor to be here, and I don't want to be too fancy, but I have been having some serious thoughts about our music, jazz, from an abstract point of view. This is the kind of occasion when we might ask academically, why is jazz important for us and for all Americans? Doesn't that sound like a classroom? And for that matter, let's not limit this music to America and Americans anymore. It is worldwide. And the players don't have to be Americans. Why? Well, first of all, this music brings us together beyond anything I've ever known. I mean, just look around the hall. As Lewis sang, what a wonderful world. And beyond the fascination of the music as performance, jazz is a social thing as well. We are all involved because we love the music and the process, and in loving it, we love each other. As I see it, the music has been historically a gift from black Americans to the rest of us. The rest of us picked up on it. The rest of us picked up on it a bit later, and we are all still learning. The music has changed some in the process, and it is fascinating to have seen that happen in a relatively short time, and to watch it continue to happen as it evolves, even now, thanks to radio and recordings, the internet, and above all, to the popular song catalog from Tin Pan Alley, from the movies, from Broadway shows, from dance music of all kinds. We found that all of this repertoire could be combined with the hip, improvised technique of jazz players. And that's what we do now. I think that's called jazz. Thank you. Thank you.
Recorded live in 1990 at the Davis Symphony Hall in San Francisco, part of the Stride Piano Summit, Dick Hyman, NEA Jazz Master in 2017, with the song Sunday. And now, here's the music of another NEA Jazz Master who played a prominent role in the night's proceedings on the 3rd of April at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., with the induction of the 2017 NEA Jazz Masters. With his trio from the album Book of Intuition, here's Kenny Barron on Jazz America from VOA 1. jazz master Kenny Barron with the song Lunacy. Dave Holland and Dr. Lonnie Smith, two more jazz masters to salute. Next hour, stay tuned.